This is our spring update, and we will have our next quarterly update probably end of June, beginning of July, sometime in that time frame as we get into summertime. So to bring folks up to speed with where we are right now in construction, the Center for Resilient Living, which is the newer building that is where our front yard used to be, you're beginning to see the exterior finishes being placed on that building, and interior trims and detailing is continuing on in the progress that we've expected. We anticipate that in end of May, beginning of June, we will have a certificate of occupancy. There may be some exterior materials that are not that may or may not arrive on time, some siding that needs to go on the building. And so it probably won't be something that we're opening out to the public. But in June, we look forward to the opportunity that those who are living with us, that they will be invited to begin to use that space in the Center for Resilient Living. As folks will have remembered from our previous conversations, inside that building, we have a number of fitness and movement studios. And so we're delighted that we brought on board a new coordinator of fitness. Tyler, some of you who have been visiting may have had an opportunity to meet him, and he will be leading our fitness and movement programs in the Center for Resilient Living. There will be a performance studio that's in that space, and that'll be an opportunity to have social gatherings, live performances, recorded performances in that space. Our art studio, we look forward to utilizing this summer and having space for people to do art making activities of a number of different things, pottery, painting, lots of different modalities that can be happening in the art studio. We will also have in that space in the Center for Resilient Living some clinic space so that physicians who are coming on campus will be able to utilize those resources. In the past, we've had different specialists, dentists and podiatrists, who have been really using space that we were adapting space for them, but it wasn't really designed for that. So we'll have that and look forward to also bringing on neurologists and other geriatricians and other resources to the folks who are living on campus with us. There's also going to be some learning labs trying to see where technology, this may be a little bit more outward facing technology, that will help people to remain in their homes, to be independent. There will be some technology, I imagine, that's for folks who are living on campus as well. And then a media room and reflection space. So that space, as we anticipate, will be open in June. At the same time that opens in June, we will also have some additional parking, which will come at a great time. That's parking's always a fun thing around here. So relieving some of the tension of parking spaces, and appreciate how everyone has been adaptive with us in our work as parking has shrunk. So that will be a nice addition of spaces. And what we will ultimately end up doing is that in that June timeframe, we will turn over our existing lobby to the construction company. They will begin to do demolition of that space. What will happen is that our new entry to LiveWell will be through the lobby of the Center for Resilient Living, and people will traverse through that area, come through the Center for Resilient Living, and then enter into the main building through the corridor that's being constructed right now. So you'll get more information from us as we get closer to June and the details that are happening in that space. Other high-level overview of what's going on campus. This past week, we brought to a close the neighborhood up on upstairs on the 2B side. So that neighborhood is now closed. There are some maintenance offices that are up there. And this week we are doing some training up there in that space. but there are no longer any residents who are living up in that space. And so that is now other space that we'll be using temporarily for some of those things I just mentioned. And then as we begin to progress towards remodeling the B side of the building, we'll start to do some demolition up there, but that won't happen until probably the August timeframe that we would be getting into anything there. And we would not start that until the 1B neighborhood is also empty and ready for renovations. I want to be able to say thank you to anybody who's on today's call who had a relative who was living upstairs on the 2B neighborhood and worked with us in terms of finding another spot for your relatives to move from 2B to another one of the neighborhoods. We appreciate that. And if there's anything that anybody has as feedback to offer us on any ways that we could be improving that process of working out transitions inside the building to prepare for construction, we would love your feedback. And please pass that along to Maley or to Rita. The other thing that I want to share that is happening this week is that we need to be doing some plumbing connections, and they need to happen directly in front of our main lobby. So the one little path that we have left that gets you up from the parking area or the main entrance up to the lobby will become more narrow, and it will basically be spliced in two. And the next couple of days will be on one side, and then we'll then switch and be on the other side. So Maley had sent out a note earlier today to give people a heads up about that construction adaptation. There will be a resource from C.E. Floyd to help direct traffic for the next several days until this phase of the project is complete. If there's anybody who needs to get up directly to the lobby, we would be happy to help with some valet to get you directly up there and then get your car back to the parking lot. Or you're welcome to basically move forward up in towards the building, and then you would go in reverse and back up rather than having the ability to make a turn in a radius in that area. We have passed along and reviewed this plan with the fire department. So if there's any emergencies, they're aware of how they would gain access and how we would adapt in a situation of emergency. So I think we're fairly well planned out from that perspective. But if over the course of the next couple of days you're needing to have some assistance in getting up close to the building, please just use the main number to reach out to Donna, and we will work out the coordination of helping with move vehicles around the campus. Let's see. I have one more update, and then I'll field questions. The River Homes. Last time that we spoke in January, we hadn't completed the foundations there. That work obviously is done. I communicated by this point in time, you'd see the majority of framing beginning to take place. The beginning of this week, we started with the roof trusses on the building that is the furthest into the what used to be our parking lot. And so that's good progress. By the time we have our next meeting in the summertime, I imagine that what you will begin to see is the exterior finishes on that building. You will see the roof there. My guess is that somewhere around mid-April, we should have that building watertight for the April showers that will no doubt be upon us. So that is a high level overview of things that are happening on campus with respect to construction. Maley, did you want to, would it make sense to field some construction related questions if people have them, either with respect to the very temporary thing that's happening over the course of the next several days, with respect to the front lobby or any of the things that are happening on campus before we jump into pharmacy. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense. And one thing that I forgot to put on our notes that I wanted to mention for everybody that Michael mentioned for this week about the valet parking. I also wanted to remind everyone that at any time you need that service, we can offer it, and we are offering it for some families. So if driving up to the front, because our current parking is a little bit too far away from the building, if you need that assistance, please just ask Donna or Jay at the front, and we can have somebody from our maintenance team help park your vehicle if that's okay with you. So the co-leads asked me to mention that because it's been coming up in some of the care plan meetings. So I just wanted to make sure that people knew about that resource. And then I have one question in the chat so far that I can answer, and then we can open it up if people have live questions. But the first question is, when will the 1B neighborhood be moved out? Michael, do you want me to answer that? Or
sure, go ahead.
So we will be doing similarly to what we did on 2B, kind of moving people as we have appropriate roommate situations on the A side of the building. We anticipate the 1B neighborhood being able to kind of be closed and for them to be able to start renovation in the B side in August at some point. So that is kind of the trajectory we are on. And as we have spots, the co-lead team will be working with each of the families on 1B the same way that they did up on 2B to find great spots for their relatives.
Any other questions that are on people's minds? You can certainly take yourself off microphone. You don't have to type it into the chat room. Anything on construction?
I have a question. Do you have a visual of what the driveway area will look like in the new phase for this week or in the future in front of the Center for Resilient Living? Because I potentially have both.
So what I can offer is that in this week, it'll look like an alley that's going, you know, from the area that from the parking lot. There'll be a one roadway that gets you up to the building. In the future, when that area is redesigned, we will get to another circle like we previously had. So the circle won't be as wide, but there'll be an easy way of coming up. And at the edge of that circle, there'll be an area, a widened area for there to be the ability to drop someone off at the front, which we haven't had before. So that area that's closest to the building will have a wider drop-off space in front of the main building as it exists now, and there will eventually be a circle there. But I wouldn't hazard a guess. Maylee, do you have an idea from your conversations with Kyle as to when that circle would ultimately go in?
Not,
I don't think
not
that's going to go in until
time.
Past the fall. I don't
but
think
the, and I think their specific question was related to the sooner parking. So like Michael was describing initially, I do have images of it. They are a little convoluted. I can definitely email them if somebody wants them in particular. But like Michael's describing, it kind of makes an alleyway in and then back out. So there won't be the ability
to pull some of those up on the screen.
I can. So if you want me to share, I have them open.
So it'll look a little bit more like a direct driveway.
So the red is like the car coming in and then back. And then so for one of the days, they won't build a temporary ramp and you'll have to come along the sidewalk in this way. And then I'm going to scroll. So sorry. And so then I have a better picture. And then the second day, you kind of come in the same way. And then we go back to using our regular ramp and coming in here, and then they'll be done by Friday. Depending on what time of day you're coming, there could be trucks. It could be more narrow or less narrow, because they've assured me that when they finish for the day, they'll bring the fences back as far as they possibly can, so you have as much space as possible. But it will be tight in here for the next 2 to 3 days. And like I said, Michael mentioned, we will have somebody directing traffic and helping with this. One of the recommendations too is if you need somebody to be dropped off to kind of drop them off even before you turn right to the parking area, And we can help with a wheelchair escort or something like that as well, if you don't want to even try and navigate in closer to the building. But if that's a must do for whoever you're transporting or for yourself, you definitely can. And we can even help you maneuver in and out of there if needed.
Mealy, just a quick question. Am I interpreting from this drawing that we're seeing right here is that it won't be necessary to place your car in reverse and go back the same direction, but there will be a small radius of which someone can turn. And then is that the red and the blue?
I was standing out there with Kyle myself. I have attempted all versions of turning around in this area in my personal small SUV, and I can't do it. So I mm-hmm. the ability to turn around, okay. It might be like a K turn or backing out, but like doing a full radius, depending on if you have a really tight turning radius, you might be able to do it. But this is also on day 2/3. And on the first day, it will be even tighter for turning. And so I can go back to that one if you want to see.
So this should not obstruct anyone being able to park in the front parking lot and walk into the building. What the site crew has done recently is to take what we've sort of affectionally referred to as Mount Livewell, that big pile of dirt that sits right there at the center of things, and they've pushed it a little bit to the right. So there is a little bit more room than what we've previously had, and we're going to encourage people to walk along that fence to get in. But again, we'll have somebody navigating traffic, and it's anticipated that we're done with this phase by Friday, correct, Maylie?
Yes.
And then when we're done with this phase, it will go back to looking basically as it has.
Yeah.
So this is only temporary between now and Friday. And then eventually, I would say probably closer to the end of fall, beginning of winter, that's my best guess at this point in time as to when we may potentially have a more refined circle that's a bit more similar to the way things were before we started construction.
This is Patty Eisner from Jerry Moran's daughter from Tubi. And thank you very much for everything. And the move was very good for Mom. Everybody was very helpful and kept her calm. And that, so I appreciate all that. My question is, the parking today was like very, very limited. Of course, you know that, but crossing that road, it can be a little dangerous. So I know I'm 70 and I walk like I'm 27. So I walk a lot. Does. Okay. But my problem is that, you know, when the traffic is so bad, I mean, I've had people stop to let me cross. I'm going one way, but not going the other. So is this valet offered to people who are across the street for this time being, because we could not get any parking near where you guys were?
And today and this week in particular is also a challenge for parking, because those have visited, have seen the signs posted and potentially seen we're in our state survey with DPH. And they're using us as a training facility, which hopefully is a good thing, but means that there's about 14 to 15 surveyors here every day. And they are also parking in our parking lot, despite what I would prefer for all of you. And so I think that is also really limiting our parking in particular these days, even more than normal. So hopefully that will be alleviated very soon. But if you would like, please drive up to the front. You can double park and give Donna your keys, and somebody from our maintenance team can park your car, including if it's across the street, if you feel comfortable. They are approved to drive our vehicles here. Those are the same people that would be driving yours. And so if that's the case, but I'm hopeful that DPH will leave tomorrow or possibly Thursday, and then you'll see probably 14 to 15 more spots open up very quickly.
So it's not, like I said, I don't know that I need it, Mally, but I appreciate it because I'm sure there's people that are listening that are not as fast a walker as we are. So I just had visions of someone getting hit in the road.
So I don't want that. And there is the crosswalk, but that's even further down, I know. So please, like I said, call Donna and we can help in numerous ways. We have plenty of ideas on how we can help you get in and out of the building. So just if you have individual concerns, call Donna and she's going to be tremendous. Most of you know her at helping you get in and out of the building safely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Other questions related to construction? I don't have any in the moment in the chat. And if you think of more, you're welcome to ask them later. But if anybody has anything else for now, otherwise I can go into the pharmacy piece. Okay. I will go into the pharmacy piece, but this does not mean we can't go backwards in questions. So I thought we would spend a little bit of time today talking about the new pharmacy that we're going to be partnering with on campus. I wanted to start with talking about why we're making the change. I also see Rita Bergstrand on here, and so she's been a key helper in getting this new pharmacy for us and implementing it. So she will also be a great resource, as well as your nursing co-leads and the nursing supervisors as a part of this transition. But part of the reason why we're changing is a little over a year ago, we had some family members just ask the question of how we choose our pharmacy partner and share with us some concerns related to either cost or customer service of things that they had experienced. And when we did some investigating on different types of pharmacies that we could partner with, we found the opportunity to have a more local regional partner in ProCare Pharmacy. And they actually have some really advanced product packaging for how they package their medications. And they have the ability to provide medications to both our skilled nursing and assisted living. And so that's not something that we previously had. And so really this change is coming from a goal to improve quality and for everybody who lives here and for their family members who are helping them with their medication management. And for our nurses in the new packaging that I'll talk a little bit more about, to actually have faster med passes with greater consistency and accuracy, even than we already have, which is exceptional, but to continue to increase medication safety and be able to spend more time with what you all would prefer and what they would prefer, which is being with the people that live here and not being behind the med cart for as long as they currently are. And so those are some of the reasons of why we're going to be changing. First, I'll start talking a little bit about skilled nursing and then assisted living. And then if you have questions, please, I'm sure people will have questions about the pharmacy. So please ask. So for skilled nursing, the new timeline for this will be that the change is the end of this month, but that you won't notice a big change initially because we will finish all of the medications that we have currently from Omnicare. Now, if there's a medication change starting next week, the new medications would come from ProCare. They will be packaged the same way we currently have. We keep our medications, if you've ever seen them, on cards with blister packs that you pop out. Those will be the same to start. So nobody's going to have to get rid of all their medications and get new medications. One of our goals with this whole process is actually to reduce even more waste in the future. And I'll talk about that. But that's kind of how it will start. So initially, you're not actually getting new meds from ProCare, even though they will begin to be our partner for anything that is a new order starting the end of this month. And so we'll get some new medication carts. The cards that you have will go in there, and then any new orders will come from the new pharmacy. So that will start at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. Ellen, yes.
So instead of Omnicare, will I in the future get the portion for Marty that I have to pay, for her meds from ProCare?
Okay. Yes. And so in talking about billing, we will have a consent form that we'll share with everybody next week. It'll be similar to what most of you signed probably on admission, probably a very long time ago, because it's not something that has to get updated. Most of the information does come over because just like Omnicare, ProCare talks with MatrixCare, our electronic medical record. So that is a seamless bridge between the two in terms of ordering and compliance. But the bills will come from there. They accept all the same insurances. The prices should be the same or better than what you're currently getting. And if you are experiencing anything different, please make sure that you tell us, because with any change, there are a lot of variables. And Brita and I have done our best to address as many of them as possible. But we want to make sure that you're getting the best customer service and customer experience. And so if anything feels different for the worse, we want to know so that we can adjust it. We have partners. They're doing in-person training with our nurses today. They are available. They are local. They want to be here to help us. So for the billing piece, that will shift next month. We're getting more information as we go. And as we have that, we'll share that with you all next week for skilled nursing. I was mentioning the care pack packaging. So the new medication packaging will come out the end of April, beginning of May. And so instead of on blister cards, our medications will be in individual packets for each resident. And so most of the medications can be in the same package. I see Rita nodding as I say things. Most of the medications can be in the same package, and they'll actually be barcodes that our nurses can scan and check the medications with what's on the computer and then administer the meds from there. And Rita can explain a lot more if you have individual questions about specific medications or how they're administered for your family member. I'm trying to talk about what happens most of the time. And so those packaging, based on what we've interviewed at other nursing homes, Rita's visited other places, she's talked to other nurses, so we aren't just taking the pharmacy's word for it, but these packages are much more convenient for the nurses and save them a lot of time. And we anticipate our nurses being able to save as much as 45 minutes a day and put that time back into spending time with the residents, which we are really excited about. So that is the skilled nursing piece. The assisted living is similar. You probably already, if you are on assisted living family member, you probably already got an email from Christine Sampson sharing some of your paperwork, because it is a slightly different process to switch. If you have East Rock or another pharmacy currently and would like to switch to ProCare, you do have that choice. For skilled nursing, we have one pharmacy for the whole house. So everybody in skilled nursing will switch to ProCare. And our hope is that most families for assisted living will switch, because it also provides this continuity for if a supervisor has to help with medications, or if somebody's moving over from assisted living to skilled, the packaging and the process can stay the same across campus. So you don't have to change pharmacies, get a new bill, experience different pricing when you're changing in the future, which would be, I think, hopefully advantageous for most people. Assisted living will also be able to use that care pack packaging that I'm talking about for better medication safety and easier medication administration. And for assisted living, if you choose to switch, you can also decide to do that at any time, but the earliest you can switch will be about mid-April. And so Christine will work more directly with the 13 assisted living families to figure out what's best for them and their relative. And those are my bullet points. I'm sure there might be other questions. And if you have specific questions to you, you can reach out to Basha or Teresa or Rita, and we can also get your individual answers. This is going to be a change for all of us, but we're hopeful through the training and the processes that they have already showed us that they are here and they're available and they're ready to make this a good experience for everybody.
Do questions?
Yes, questions.
My mom's on it. This is Tom and Donna Finner. My mom's on assisted living. So I just had two quick questions. Well, actually, number one, Rita will appreciate this. Will the pills look any different? Because that will be catastrophic for my mother. So I'm assuming it's the same formulary and...
Yes. Yes, there should not be any changes. And if there was something specific we needed for someone, we could have the pharmacy distribute that versus an alternative.
Okay. And then the two things there, with the current pharmacy, I don't want electronic billing. I want paper bill to come to the house because of the way that we handle my mom's finances. Is that going to be an issue?
I don't foresee that being an issue. And that's where I think that I saw the form for assisted living in particular. You can make individual preferences, and we have contacts for their billing department and everything. So we can address that on an individual basis.
Okay. And then one of the concerns I had raised with the previous pharmacy was every other month, the price of three of the drugs was $2 more. It was very difficult to get an answer from the pharmacy as to why the pricing kept changing. And I was informed it was a dispensing fee. Will I see that same sort of thing? I know this is a long-term care specific pharmacy, or should the price be the same month to month to month?
You know what, Donna, I'm probably going to have to get a little bit more specific information about that particular instance. And that's one of those things too, that if you are experiencing that, make sure you're telling us too, because we can also, and maybe you have, I just hadn't.
It was okay. I wasn't going to break the bank. And I had three calls to my insurance company and three calls to the pharmacy. And it wasn't worth wasting everybody's time over it, but it,
and it's important to you, it's important to us. And so that goes for anybody on the call. If there's even those little weird things, make sure you tell us, because there are times where, yes, they're going to give you great customer service. And if I'm asking as the facility, sometimes it's a little bit different. So please let us know so we can help with that. But I can have Christine check on the dispensing fees. But I do think that like I said, my expectation is that everybody's prices are the same or less than they're currently paying. And if anything is different than that, I most certainly want to know as soon as possible. Even if they address it for you, please still tell me, because somebody else may be having the same challenge and maybe maybe didn't check their bill the same way, and it could be something I could fix for everybody.
Okay. But those are last question, I promise.
Yeah.
Is how are the PRN meds handled?
Rita.
So they're still packaged separately.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And we can still order. I know that when she gets her non-regular stuff, some of the over-the-counter stuff, that still will come through the pharmacy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
No, those are good questions, and other people probably have them too. Thank you. Yes, Terry.
You answered one of my questions is how would the PRN meds happen? And then the other question is, this pharmacy obviously works with Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they take all the same insurances and support all the same things that we have now. And that's part of when we were investigating, we desensitized information, but shared different plans and things to check.
Right. And will you be providing us with contact information for the pharmacy? Because I'm going to need to coordinate with them as my mom makes this transition. So,
yes. So we will next week, like I said, we'll have some information packets to share out. We've been working with the pharmacy this week. The timing of DPH coming in last Thursday wasn't super helpful to our bandwidth in terms of getting you everything, but we should have it all for you early next week. And that shouldn't put a delay on any of the pieces, because like I said, we already have the supply of medications that you've purchased for the transition. So that's part of the reason why it feels like one thing happens and then the other.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you have questions not related to the pharmacy or construction, you can also ask any other questions. I have a lot of team resources sprinkled throughout this call that we could call on if you had any. You can also email us at any time, and we'll have the same information that we're sharing with you all tonight on Thursday at noon. So if you have somebody else that you're friends with or a relative that you'd like to hear this information firsthand, you're welcome to refer them to the Thursday meeting. I think that's it, Michael. So,
well, I appreciate everybody's time tonight. We do look